This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer. How laughter bellows louder among friends. And how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With AllTrails, you can discover and experience the best of nature with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with AllTrails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
This is WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers for a one-of-a-kind experience that makes diamond buying less stressful. Visit the home team at Mark's, online at marks-jewelers.com. Better Adam Sandler movie, Happy Gilmore, or Billy Madison? What do you think the poll is at?
Ooh. See, I'm not a big Billy Madison guy. I'm going to go Happy Gilmore.
Yep, and what do you think the poll is at?
Somewhere around 60-40. Let's go 62%.
Yep, 67%.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I figured it would be about that. I know liking Billy Madison better is not a majority.
It's not a bad movie.
Yeah, I liked it better.
I just like Gilmore.
Elliot, do you have an opinion? Elliot Shore Parks is here with us with a training camp report.
I actually just watched Happy Gilmore because I'm going to watch the second one probably tomorrow night.
Have you never seen the first one?
No, I've seen it. I just wanted to remind myself. And
just so you remember the key plot points.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
But it actually held up better than I thought. I remember them thinking just being, you know, enjoyable dumb movies, but it was a really good watch. But I am also a big daddy guy.
Oh, there you go.
I think it has the emotional heart pull as well. And very funny.
Yes, just a little bit of the emotional heart pull. Just a little bit.
Yeah, no, his movies are pretty bad now, but
so
he went
Mr.
through a
Deeds
run there.
Fall on
oh, that
list.
Was terrible.
Never saw it.
I like Mr. Deeds more than I do Little
What's
Nicky.
What's Little Nicky? Oh, Little Nicky was terrible.
Never saw Little Nicky.
Yeah, the basketball one was good. He did recently.
Which one was?
Oh, that was with Anthony Edwards.
Yeah, that was what was the name of that?
Located in
Hustler.
Philly.
Hustler.
Yeah, that was
Hustle.
Good.
Hustle. That was the movie that Angelo bullied everyone in the station to watch. Remember that?
Oh, did he?
And I still never understand why.
Yeah, I don't know why.
It's as if he had a role.
Did he come on the show
something.
Or something?
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Like, I don't know.
I think it's because the middle of summer, nothing's going on. He's like, you gotta watch it.
Didn't you go to the premiere with Perloff?
I did go to the premiere.
With Maggie and Perloff?
Yeah, I was a photographer.
Yes, I remember that.
It was great.
What?
Maggie Gray and Andrew Perloff, who host mornings on Infinity Sports Network. Perloff was in it for a second.
Oh, okay.
And they came down for the premiere.
They came down here. I remember, yeah.
And they were like, do you have anybody who could, like, go down there with us and record stuff? And I was like, well, just ask Jack.
Back before Jack was too important.
Now he's like, well, no way you're getting to do this now.
Who do you think has the best collection of movies? Adam Sandler, Jim Carrey, or Will Ferrell?
I think Ferrell's one.
I think Ferrell's easily three. I think Will Ferrell is
three?
So overrated. Anchorman is fine. Step Brothers is good.
Adam Sandler is three. The start there,
no.
Yeah, he's three.
Dude, well, Happy Gilmore, the ones we just talked about.
Mr. Deeds.
The other Sandler movie I know nobody here is going to care about is Punch Drunk Love, which is my favorite one.
I haven't seen it, but it's always got to be
the obscure one.
Yeah.
It's a weird one.
Jim Carrey, like Bass Ventura's Liar Liar, Man on the Moon.
I would say Jim Carrey
has the highest
Truman Show.
Oh yeah, Truman Show.
Jim Carrey has the highest hit rate, I believe. In that, he doesn't have
any junk
out there.
Yeah,
right.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Oh yeah.
What's the
Bruce Almighty was stupid, but yeah,
I liked Bruce Almighty, but I was a kid.
But Adam Sandler has like seven movies that are really bad. Although, Drew Barrymore was good. 50 First Dates.
And that's why Will Ferrell is number one.
Easily number one.
Will Ferrell only has two good movies, though.
Two?
Like, Elf is not good.
So Elf is classic. Elf is terrible.
Intentionally avoid it during Christmas. Like,
I watch it every year.
Oh, it's, yeah, not my favorite.
My daughter, we love watching
Step Brothers is good. And old
classic.
School. He's not even
the Talladega Nights.
Nah, Talladega Nights is okay.
Old School. Anchorman.
But Old School, he's not the main guy. He's
kicking
like a,
and screaming.
He's still in it.
He is, but it's not. He's not the main character.
Wedding Crashers.
I would disagree.
Wedding Crashers, he doesn't count at all.
He's
not the main character.
He's in 2 minutes of Wedding Crashers.
And he makes the movie.
Hold on. Will Ferrell is the main character.
In Old School?
Yes. He's Frank the Tank.
That's what everybody quotes from Old
School. He's not true. He's not the main character.
You're my boy, Blue.
Adam Sandler and Jim Carrey are the leads in every movie.
That's not what you asked, though.
No, but I'm saying that's why I think Old School only kind of counts.
The other Jim Carrey I forgot was Eternal Sunshine of Spotless Mind, but not a comedy.
Is there any Jim horror movie
it's
he was
not
in?
Not comedy. Yeah. Hold on, Jim Carrey had one. Didn't he have a? He had a murder, some type of murder mystery movie.
Yes, he did.
Number 23 or something.
Yes, some strange movie. Yeah, I remember.
It was okay.
And he was on, what was it, Late Night Show? What?
So I think you got to take Will Ferrell out if you're just saying lead character.
I'm not a Will Ferrell guy.
He was on a Living
Yeah, he was
color.
In that. Yeah.
Yes.
But then Adam Sandler was on SNL.
And by the
and
way,
Will Ferrell was
Adam Sandler has a ton of horrible movies. You've never seen them because they go right to Netflix.
Yeah.
He's a deal with Netflix. In any case, before we get to training camp specifically.
We had to start off with an argument.
Jack, do you have a quote from Cam Jurgens? So last week, J.J. Watt tweeted that training camp stats are dumb and blah, 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 blah. You as the godfather of training camp stats, gave a very, very thoughtful, I thought, response to J.J. Watt, even though it was written up differently.
Yeah, I clapped back.
Clapped back. He didn't clap back.
Which, again, is so perfect for Elliot. Just like...
So then Cam Jurgens, by the way, no one even asked him about training camp stats.
Right.
He said this.
Against Jordan Davis a good amount over the last few years, I guess. Is it as different to go against him this year as he looks?
You know, I'm still getting limited reps right now, but, you know, he's doing a good job so far. You know, first day with pads, so it's hard to tell just from one practice. I don't really count any of the practices without pads. They're fake. It's not football. 7-on-7 doesn't matter. Stop tweeting about stats or whatnot. Doesn't matter.
So
that's coming off your weekend.
Yeah. I had just left his press conference too to go to someone else's.
So you first of all, part of you must be thrilled that this has made it into popular culture, the mainstream popular sports culture.
I mean, honestly, it's good because the more people talk about him, the more other writers will do it and the more information we'll have. So this is a positive for them to be in the news because it'll be really helpful for other fan bases to start to get the type of information Eagles fans get.
What do you have a message for Cam Jurgens, who hates the training
camp? So honestly, I took that as he just doesn't view 7-on-7 as real football. His issue is not as much with the stats. His issue with is what's happening right now is not real football.
Okay.
And for what it's worth, he's not even on the field in 7-on-7. So I could understand why he wouldn't view it as
it's
that.
Not real football unless he's out there. Yeah. Okay.
But it is.
Well,
he's
a lineman.
And for what it's worth,
it's in the trenches.
They run the drills. It's not a waste of time. The coaches do it for a reason.
Yeah.
So.
But 7-on-7 is an offensive drill.
It is an offensive drill. But that's why I always say quarterbacks should complete somewhere between 75 and 80% of their passes because it's not like an NFL season where, 70% would be really high. 70 in training camp, you should complete more.
And then we mentioned this on the air earlier. I don't know if we were supposed to or not. Jack mentioned it, so we followed up.
Nice.
That J.J. Watt followed you on Twitter.
I'm basically texting the show when I text Jack.
Well, you have to.
I know.
NFA.
It was funny.
No, it's fine. It's fine.
So J.J. Watt, after the awful announcing losers, wrote it up as you clapping back at J.J. Watt.
Didn't include in there that I said nice things about him either, by the way.
Yes.
Yeah.
So now do you plan on, we would love a training camp stats summit here on the show with you. You have the ability to get J.J. Watt, at least ask him if he'll participate.
Yeah, I'll ask him. I would love to talk to J.J. Watt about it. Like I said, he knows more about football than I do. I'm trying to make the stats better. So if he has a suggestion as to how he thinks it could be presented in better context or anything, I will do that. So, yeah, I would love to talk to JJ, and I'll definitely message him about coming on.
Is he working for a network?
So I thought he did.
CBS, I believe.
Is it CBS?
Yeah, he definitely does some pregame.
Okay. I was only saying that because I was wondering, would he be out at training camp at some point?
Right. Oh, yeah.
That's why I was wondering.
A face-to-face meeting of the minds.
So here's another way in which I think the training camp stats are really important and people lose, like, perspective over them. So I've been tracking these stats for forever, basically.
Forever,
right?
Yeah.
And so here's an interesting fact that I think provides some context to what we're seeing at training camp and how things have changed over the past 2 years. So I can tell you how many reps the Eagles have taken in the first four practices of every year of training camp since Nick Sirianni got here, right? So in 2021, they had 102 reps in four practices. In 2022, they had 86. Then they had 92. Vic Fangio arrives. 2024, 113 reps in four practices, right?
The most in the Nick Sirianni era.
After today, 2025, they have 117 reps through four practices. So they have practiced the most in 4 days under any training camp under Nick Sirianni. And then to take that a step further, I know you would love that, yeah. And for what it's worth, you look at the arrival of Vic, right?
Yep.
Vic gets here in 2024. They go from 92 to 113, now to 117. Then the pass is thrown. We've talked all offseason about how are they going to throw the ball more. They're going to throw the ball more. Jalen has attempted more passes through these first four practices than any other year he's been the quarterback in training camp, and by a somewhat wide margin. So last year, they increased the reps. His passes go up to 68. He's at 78 passes through four practices. Every other year, he's been in the low 60s. So they are throwing it more in practice than they have through all of his training camps, and they're taking more reps. That's the information that the training camp stats can bring.
Yeah. And by the way, that's good information.
Thank you.
And here's even why it's better information. So Kevin Petula spoke this weekend, and he was asked if the Eagles offense was still going to be a run first offense. Mm-hmm. And he said, yes, the Eagles were going to be run first offense. But
did you hear that?
No, yeah.
Oh, no, I know. Trust me. On the Daily Pod, I said, shout out Ike after I played. Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know I got a shout out on the pod.
Available every day at 4 a.m.
Well, there was another thing from that.
I wake up to it every day.
There was another thing to that podcast, sure. which we should
I feel
get
like I'm
into.
Talking to Spike now when I record the
It's unbelievable. He checked in on the High Hopes over the weekend, too.
Spike's checking everybody out.
Yeah, you are.
Here's what I told you.
Everyone say, oh, what are they saying about Spike?
No, here's what I told you. It's a compliment to both of you. I said the only reason I listen to sports podcasts is to consume information now. Like, I don't listen to sports podcasts for fun anymore.
Saying, yeah.
So
yeah.
I feel like
guys are informative.
Yeah, the High Hopes with the assistant GM about the draft. I thought that was going to be interesting if it wasn't James screaming for the first 2 minutes. And then Elliot.
It was fine after that.
Yes, it was fine after that. And then Elliot, I feel, especially in training camp, it's my way of keeping up.
Yeah.
In any case, just to go back to what I was saying, the reason that the stats are important is if you see, now I'm not saying that Kevin Petula is lying and they won't be a run first offense, but if you just take that at face value and
I see your point, yeah.
Kevin Petula said, yeah, if we're a run first offense, that's fine. But then you can go and you can say, well, they are throwing it more than they've ever thrown it in practice. So
It says something.
And considerably more. 68 to 78 is a pretty big jump. And
it's like a 15% increase.
Yeah, exactly.
It's a pretty significant increase. So
are they going to be a run first offense this year?
So I thought it was pretty interesting. I don't know if you guys have talked about it yet, but he was asked, are you going to be a run first offense? And his answer was essentially, we're going to be what the Eagles are, which is it starts with the running game.
Right.
So I thought that was interesting. And then he also said they want to throw the ball deep down the field more. So I think we're going to see an offense where they run the ball, they throw it deep, and you probably don't see a ton of intermediate passes.
Well, I mean, isn't that more like they were in 22?
Yeah.
You know, like that is, and like you look at, we just keep thinking about those final two games. There's no way.
The most important ones.
But still only two games.
Right, but the most important
ones. Don't get caught up. Don't let this sidetrack you.
Just two games, you know.
The two games.
Week 7 and 8.
Well, the defense was better than the offense in those two games.
I don't want to get into this.
I mean, the defense dominated.
Sure you do.
Yeah, five turnovers against the Commanders.
I heard you in the morning show on this, so.
Yeah. Oh, why? Did they play it?
No. Oh. I just mean I heard you talk about with the morning show.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. The itis going around.
Oh, yeah, Super Bowl itis. I should ask you about that as well.
Yeah.
You know, like, there's no way. This is what I hope happened for Jalen, and I'm sure Kevin Petula saw, is in those games, just the, oh, that's what we can be.
Yeah.
Like when the other team, there were so many times during the season when the other team focused on our run game, because it wasn't just in those two games that the other team decided to try to stop the run.
There were other games, yeah.
There were other games, and we were lucky enough.
Cleveland.
Yeah, right.
We couldn't do anything against them.
Carolina.
And we were lucky, not lucky, but lucky to an extent that Saquon broke as many big plays as he did that makes up for the amount of times that we were stopped because of the defense.
Oh, yeah.
Like, there's no way that you can't see and feel those two games and think, this is what we can be.
Right.
And I'm sure Petullo, to a certain extent, saw and felt that. And I hope that Jalen Hurts saw and felt the math of those two
games. Yeah, I think more importantly, Jalen probably felt that. Because we talk about the play caller, and the play caller matters and all those things. Jalen has more control than anybody over what play is ran when he's out there. He can call his own number as much as he wants. So this is why I think Jalen's going to be better this year than he was last year. I think those two games were really, you know, big for Jalen, right? I think it got him, the burden off of his back of losing the Super Bowl. I think he saw he could do it. The whole world saw he could do it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer. Plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
So I do think he will come into this year a better player because of the success he had in those two games.
Yeah, I hope he just saw something. That can happen for anybody at any time. It is sort of like, it's like when you learn to ride a bike or drive stick shift. It's failure, failure, failure until you feel it.
Right.
And then all of a sudden you know how to do it.
You got it.
You feel it. Mm-hmm. And I hope there was something in those two games that was like they couldn't figure it out. And then all of a sudden, like, everything became clearer to Jalen specifically. I hope that's what happened.
Yeah, I agree. Now, in terms of training camp and what we're seeing, Yes. We even talked since Saturday's practice. Yes.
So what happened today and on Saturday?
So it's not been a good 2 days for Jalen. Jalen's not been good, I don't think, the last two practices. I would say more so. What was that?
I had just a drop ready for you. Yeah, I changed it. I was excited. Sorry.
So Saturday, he had 9 incompletions, which was more incompletions than he had in the previous 5 practices going back to the offseason combined. So the ball hit the ground a ton on Saturday. And I thought the issue on Saturday was his accuracy. He underthrew an A.J. Brown ball pretty bad, I would say. He had a pass to Jahan Dotson that sailed over his head. And one thing that I think stands out about Jalen in season is he throws a very catchable football. That's why you don't see a lot of drops.
Soft.
Yeah, and in practice on Saturday, I thought he was throwing where guys are cutting up field. He's throwing behind them, so they have to kind of go back for it. He normally is good at
a little late on the throw.
Yeah, so I just thought on Saturday was just not his day.
A little off, yeah.
Yeah. Now today, I thought the bad offense was more a result of really good defense. I thought the coverage today was outstanding. I thought Quinion had a super good day. Now, Jalen's interception was a bad throw. He threw the ball off the back of his foot down the field to A.J. Brown. It was probably underthrown by, I would say, a yard or two. Quinion came away with it. And I also thought today the first team offense had 2 red zone drills where they had the ball inside the 10. And, Ike, I'll be curious if you agree with this. I think quarterback running the ball in from 10 yards in a red zone drill in training camp is a win for the defense. Like, normally, you want that ball to come out and to be thrown. If Jalen's running it in, it means nobody was open and no one can hit the quarterback, so he just runs it in.
Yep.
So both red zone periods, that's how they scored. And I don't think that's what you want to see. So I just think, so Jalen was 16 of 20 today. He was at 93% completion percentage prior to these two practices. He's now down to 79%, which is still a good percent for sure. But he's just not been as sharp the last 2 days.
All right, that's cool. Listen, I'm okay with that. Listen, you're going to have days when you're not as sharp. He needs to bounce back. And one thing I want to see is that he doesn't become gun shy. In other words, if you're making throws that you feel like you're giving your guy. Now, we don't need bad throws. We don't need reckless throws. But if you're making throws that gives your guys a chance to make a play on the ball and the defense just happened to come up with a play, I'll just tip my cap to the defense and say good play for them. But I want Jalen to be able to make those throws. There were times last year when the passing game was struggling that he wouldn't pull the trigger. He wouldn't throw it.
I thought that was the main problem with the passing offense.
Yes, that he wouldn't throw it at times and he would take off. So at least you'll keep those receivers happy because they always think they're open. So you'll keep them happy if you're throwing on time versus, I don't want to throw that. And you don't want him turning the ball over. So you don't want him to be reckless. But at the same time, there is a fearlessness that comes with playing the quarterback position that sometimes you got to let it go in tight places.
And I also think that Jalen doesn't have a special arm when it comes to, like, he flicks his wrist and the ball just sails 6 yards.
Like Vic can do.
Right,
like
that's not how his arm is good.
Or Josh Allen, or Lamar Jackson.
Josh Allen does have a cannon. Yeah.
Lamar definitely, I mean, after seeing him in person, like, it is crazy just how he throws the ball. But regardless, like, the last 2 days, I think I've highlighted a little bit that if Jalen is a good deep ball thrower. He had the 4th best completion percentage throwing the ball deep last year. So he is good at it, but I think he's good at it because he throws like a catchable ball. Like the last 2 days, he has underthrown balls where he has had a clean pocket.
Like so, the dagger.
Okay. Yeah, the dagger was not underthrown. First of all,
disagree.
Yeah,
make a play on the ball one time.
It was not underthrown. But that's what was disappointing too, because what you were saying, Ike, you want to give your guys a chance to make a play, and on these two passes, he did not give them a chance to make the play.
And that's why you being there with your eyes on it matters.
Yep,
it matters.
I have a. We will next. I want to ask you about something regarding Jalen's last 2 days and something Kevin Petullo said. And then I also want to discuss the secondary. We have Drew McCuba is hurt, and all of a sudden Adoree Jackson is starting a cornerback.
They have got to trade for a safety.
Yeah. We'll get to all that.
Also, you have more issues with the Go Birds pod.
Yes, it's all tied into the same
all
thing.
Next,
all
yeah.
the same thing. Not with the pod. I love the pod. You can get it wherever you get your podcast.
Thank you.
Just something you said I just thought was interesting.
I'm excited to hear what you thought was interesting.
And coming up next, Mount Rushmore Week returns.
Yay!
You will get your chance to submit your Mount Rushmores. We'll see if Elliot may change his.
He's definitely a good Mount Rushmore.
I'll put
guy.
Mike Schmidt on for everybody.
Mike Schmidt.
All these Steve Carlton haters out there.
This is the, that's it. That's the issue. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We started it last year, and it is back again this year. Mount Rushmore Week. That is next week, is the official Mount Rushmore Week. Now, we can't do it without you. You can go to 94WIP.com/Rushmore. You can fill. Now, it's for the last 50 years. That is what we're doing. We're doing Mount Rushmores for the last 50 years, so 1975 to 2025. We will ask you at 94WIP.com/Rushmore for Phillies, Sixers, Flyers, Eagles, and one Philly sports in general. Mm. Now, next week will be filled with those Mount Rushmores, but as well, lots of other Mount Rushmores, as we did last year.
Mount Rushmore Week, I think of all the weeks, is my favorite week.
Oh, really?
I think so,
and it's brand new.
Exactly. It was like, a cool idea by you guys.
We may ask Ike to give his Mount Rushmore of Adam Sandler movies.
Okay.
We may.
You couldn't do Will Ferrell because you'd have to stop at two.
At two.
Yeah.
There's potential for changes, I believe, most notably in Phillies and in Eagles, in that there is a possibility that Jalen Hurts is voted onto the Eagles Mount Rushmore.
Sure, like, it is.
That is a possibility. He was not on it last year. Mm-hmm. There is a now Bryce Harper was on the Phillies Mount Rushmore last year. There is a possibility, given that how the Phillies have, you know, they've been good this year, but there has been, I would say, less energy or less excitement given the loss against the Mets. There's a chance Bryce doesn't get on the Mount Rushmore.
Timing's good for him, though.
Yes,
yeah, he's playing well right now.
And he told Rob Manfred to get the bleep out.
You know, that's what we all want. We all want him to be able to get more money.
Yeah,
he's fighting for the other players.
He is. As a union guy, I respect it. Now, Elliot's Mount Rushmore, I know you will think deeply about yours.
Of course.
Are you willing this year? Have you thought it? Now, the biggest controversy of yours last year was not putting
Mike Schmidt
on your Phillies Mount Rushmore or Reggie White on your Eagles Mount Rushmore. I'm not asking you to give yours yet. We'll wait till next week. But you must be considering all of the arguments against those decisions for this year.
Yeah, I have a lot to think about when it comes to the Phillies.
Yes.
You really don't have to fill out a Phillies one.
Yes, he does.
I'm glad they do it.
Yes, he does.
Yeah.
Well, the big question for me with Elliot is, obviously, when we were off, you felt like it was, you could just be a real sportsman, right? And you got away from who you are.
Oh, yes, with his century list.
He gave a real take.
Yes.
What was this about?
Well, the fact that you put guys on there that hadn't won championships, three of your five.
Oh, right, I forgot. Yeah,
you know,
after
you filled out your list specifically based on
your boy
who won
Zach
championships.
Was good this weekend.
Well, I'm just saying. Well, see, what happens is...
Quinion never had a bad game.
Well, no.
And he picked off Jalen.
Here's the deal, is that when Zach Wheeler doesn't have a good start, it's a big story. When Jalen Hurts does, it's a big story.
And Quinion
hasn't.
So that's
the difference between the two. Well, we don't know. How many interceptions did he have last year?
I think one.
In the regular season, how many?
Yeah. We didn't get thrown
Zero.
At a lot.
Zero.
Yeah.
Well, he got thrown at.
Not a lot.
I mean, he got beat in the Falcons game.
Yeah.
And there was another game.
Washington.
Washington. And didn't he get beat in the Rams game? Wasn't that his guy?
So I think that game was over by then.
Rams game wasn't over until the last
touchdown.
Play. I'm talking about the snow game.
Oh, yeah. No, that
wasn't
him. No, that was Slay. You're talking about the Puka Nacua. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah,
okay, that was Slay. All right. Well, I'm excited for Mount Rushmore Week. There will be Mount Rushmores every single hour next week. So if you hate it, I got bad news for you.
Yeah.
We're going to overdo it. Okay, so quick question for you, Elliot. So Jalen has not had two particularly good days.
Correct.
You asked Kevin Petullo, or I don't know if you asked him, but he answered. He was asked about, like, do you want a player to like not take chances and you know, not make errors, or do you want players to take chances and make those mistakes?
Correct.
He said in training camp, that is a time to make those mistakes.
Yep.
I want them making those mistakes. You said, I disagree with Kevin Petullo.
Yeah, I disagree with that. I do, yeah. I just think twofold. One, when Jalen has had camps where he's not thrown interceptions, that has translated over to that year. So in 2023,
Not necessarily last year.
Yeah, yes. That's a little deceptive. I thought we just went through this.
No, it did translate over last year.
It's not deceptive. The beginning.
Beginning, I agree. But when you look at his full season, he had a career low in interceptions.
And he also had probably a career low in passing attempts, except for his first year.
I don't know. Maybe. I don't know.
Definitely had a career low in passing attempts.
I want to do some research.
We'd have to look it up. But he did have a career low. Regardless.
Okay.
Regardless. I personally believe that you shouldn't do things in practice you wouldn't do in a game. I don't get the benefit of having that muscle memory of doing something. I think in practices, you should practice like you play.
But they want them to do different things in a game.
Yes.
And when you try different things, you might make a mistake.
Yes.
It would be very easy for Jalen to do the things he's always done and take a lot of checkdowns. And I'm not saying that's what he's always done. You know
right.
what I mean?
Yeah.
In training camp, he may
he
not.
He probably does that in practice more than any time.
Yes, they want him to get comfortable with those other things. And even though at this point he may not have practiced enough to be good at it, he may make those mistakes.
Yeah, so I'm not saying Jalen should check it down all practice. What I'm saying is I don't have much appetite for watching Jalen throw it across his body 7 or 8 times in training camp, throw it into double coverage to see if he can squeeze it in that window. Like, that's not what
that's different.
That's not what anybody's saying.
Okay, so maybe we're viewing this differently. I'm viewing it as is like, take chances in practice you wouldn't in a game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Right. Mm-hmm. And so I agree with you in terms of throwing it deep and all that. Like, I agree with that. But what I hear is, well, if you throw 5 interceptions into practice, it doesn't matter because you're just trying. I want Jalen to practice for the most part like he's going to play. I'll agree with your, you know, try a little maybe different things, but I don't want him making throws he wouldn't make in a game.
What practice is for is to get better at the things that you're not good at.
Well,
like, that's what practice is.
Yes.
So
No, it is. No, it is.
No, I get that, but to an extent. But also, when you're in the team drills, it's also practicing what you're going to do in a game. Like that, you're also practicing what you're going to do in a game.
But some of those things he is not good enough at, so he should try them even though they may result in mistakes.
But so
here's what this is, real quick, from my interpretation. Mm-hmm. They don't want you to be afraid to pull the trigger on a throw if you see it. In other words, in games, you can get a little gun shy because obviously turnovers matter more in a real game.
Yes.
So you may not pull it down. But if you are pulling it down in practice because the opposite color jersey may be in your light of or your sight of line or your line of sight, line of sight, then you're never going to pull the trigger in the game. So if you at least are willing to throw it in practice, right, and not be afraid of that interception, then maybe you're willing to make that throw in the game. You do realize that's how a lot of these guys make throws. These guys like Josh Allen, Joe Burrow, Patrick Mahomes, they're making tight throws in games that you'd be like, I wouldn't have made that throw. But that's why they're special.
So
because they make those throws.
I agree with you that I thought last year an issue Jalen had in the passing game was things were open and he was pulling it down and not throwing it. Mm-hmm. Now, the benefit of that was he was ultra conservative. They won the turnover battle almost every week. So I'll agree with you in practice that if the play is called and that guy that it's supposed to go to is maybe like not 100% open, but it's there, I'm fine with that.
Okay.
What I'm more talking about is I don't need to see Jalen whipping it across the field.
Right. Like, I agree with that. You don't need to be reckless.
Exactly. Where it's like, you would never, ever do that in a game.
Right.
And you shouldn't do it in a game. So don't do it in practice. That's maybe where we differ.
Yeah, but I'm with you on that.
Maybe I'm misinterpreting what
I don't think anybody's saying.
Okay. Yeah, I'm with you on that. I think they're more or less just wanting to be confident making throws that he may be uncomfortable making.
Yeah.
Because in the NFL, that's going to happen. By the way, last year was by far the fewest amount of attempts he had.
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah, I mean, they were up big in a lot of games.
I mean, they basically were running.
Yeah, that was it.
Listen, hold up.
They were running a damn wishbone offense. Psychopath.
In 2021.
You live in dreamland.
They were.
And they threw the ball more that year. They were running a wishbone offense in 2021.
It's a fact. They were up huge. They had like 2 or 3 fourth quarters where they ran the ball the entire quarter. That's going to impact the amount of attempts. Now, I agree with you. They were last in the league in first down throws and first quarter throws. So clearly they threw it less. But the total number is impacted by that. It is. It absolutely is. It's not a coincidence in 2023 he had way more throws when they were down or in close games all the time.
There are so many teams that have been that Baltimore was up a lot, Buffalo was up a lot, Detroit was up a lot, and they still didn't have career.
Baltimore led the league in scoring last year.
At last year's Eagles team, it was a really good regular season. It was not an all-time dominant, I can't believe this team is beating the sense out of these teams regular season. It wasn't.
So I'll agree with you to piggyback off the thing you were talking about last week. It was not an all-time great offense. I agree with you on that. I do think they definitely were very, very good in the fourth quarter of controlling the clock to win games.
Sure, absolutely.
And that does impact the amount of passes.
Sure, yes.
It does.
It does, but so does not throwing it in the first quarter.
For sure.
Yes.
I agree with that. But also, just really quick off what Ike said, like, are we sure we want Jalen trying a ton of tight window throws? I don't know if, like, he's good at how he plays quarterback now.
I agree. I agree. I agree. I'm not, this is so delicate, and this is where the OC and the quarterback coach, they have to make sure while you're trying to improve the passing game, you don't want to change who he is as a quarterback and throwing the football. I agree with that.
Yeah. Yeah.
I agree with that.
There's only so much you can do there.
We can't force it. You know what I'm saying? You can't force the throwing part of it.
I don't want him to be something that he's not.
Right.
But that's all part of It's all part of the discussion about how good he actually is. You know,
I agree.
I think he's a good player, but I wouldn't want Shaq is a great player. I was a great player. I don't want him shooting threes all the time because he right. happens to be a great player. Mm-hmm. Doesn't mean he's great at everything, you know?
I agree.
Okay, so I want to talk about the secondary right after Jack talks about National Appliance Warehouse.
Listen, if you've heard us talk about National Appliance Warehouse and you've been wondering, like, when should I get down there?
Now?
Because you have to get down there.
July? Come on.
We might just start yelling at people.
Yes.
Now! Okay, yeah. So listen, and there's a lot of reasons to go down to National Appliance Warehouse. Of course, the big ones. The big one is you want the best appliance for you. Not only do they have budget, they also have premium appliances of every brand. The highly sought after Sub-Zero, Wolf and Cove.
Okay.
So all three there, of course, they have your appliance needs. Two, you're going to get a great experience at National Appliance Warehouse. They truly pride themselves on having a team-first mentality that is there to take care of you, to treat you like family, the good part of your family. Also extremely knowledgeable. And also they deliver installation, all of that good stuff. National Appliance Warehouse takes care of you. But...
And by the way, when they tell you they're going to deliver at a certain time, and I experienced this, they're going to deliver at that time.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, and the delivery people, they're not going to be disrespectful. They're going to be cool, get your stuff in. And if you get that installation, they're going to take care of it. I'm sorry, I just
and
want to say it.
And that's not just because your last name was Eskin.
It's because that's how they do it.
Exactly right.
Yeah.
Listen, it's the Christmas in July savings event happening right now at National Appliance Warehouse. So you have Price Short, you have Tax Free Delaware, and now Christmas in July. So get down there today. Also, on top of all that, if you purchase a qualifying Sub-Zero, Wolf, and Cove appliance package and choose 3 years of additional warranty or a rebate up to $2,500, go to nationalappliancewarehouse.com or visit their showroom in tax-free Wilmington today. As always, tell them Fred sent you.
Do you believe, before we get to the secondary, you heard me talking about Super Bowlitis on Friday,
yes. Yeah.
Which is a disease that I believe has penetrated the Delaware Valley. Mm. James Seltzer and John Ritchie, super spreaders of Super Bowlitis.
I did hear that.
You, also, I believe, a bit of a spreader of Super Bowlitis. And what Super Bowlitis is this disease, because we won the Super Bowl, we completely forget what actually happened last year. I pointed out last year where John Ritchie said that the offense last year was one of the most dominant things he had ever seen and refused to say that the greatest show on turf was better. And James hesitated when Joe asked him if the defense was better than the offense last year. So I'm not asking if you have Super Bowlitis, because I believe if we stuck the Q-tip up your nose and did the test, you do.
I took a needle in the ass. Yeah.
Do you think it's a problem in town? And how do you think that we are able to rid people of Super Bowlitis?
Yes, I think you're probably going to diagnose me with it after my answer. But
okay.
I just think the Super Bowl does change a lot of things. It does. The fact that
It doesn't change what happened, though.
No, but it changes how you view it. Because I think the games that where they did not perform well ultimately matter less than the games than they did. So
did they have an offense that was as dominant as the greatest show on turf?
No, they did not.
Okay.
I agree with you.
Was their offense last year the more dominant unit, or was their defense?
So this is where I would...
Oh my God.
No, can I give my answer?
Yes. That's why I went away from the microphone,
They were not. They were not a historically great defense. They were a very good defense. They were a special defense. They are not a defense anyone outside of Philadelphia will be talking about in 10 years. They did have more rushing yards as an offense than any other team in NFL history. And I also think the defense, just like they helped the offense, the defense was aided by the fact the offense never turned the ball over and controlled the clock a ton.
Who was the better unit?
I'm answering. I think the defense played better than the offense last year, but I think it's like 55-45 and not 80-20.
You realize,
they set an all-time rushing record. You have to take that into consideration.
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Well, that's half of the offense, and the other half of the offense was the bottom of the league.
And for what it's worth, halfway through the season, we're like begging them to trade for an edge rusher because the pass rush was so concerning.
Okay,
so the defense also was not great every single week.
And here's what Super Bowlitis does. It's because you remember the scores of the NFC Championship game and the Super Bowl, but I wonder if you watched the game.
I did, multiple times.
Because the defense because I know we look at the points, and the points were the most, as James said, at his very high pitch, very loudly, the most points any team has scored in those two games.
Point.
What's that?
I actually think the fact that their offense scored more in two games than any other one is a They are not an all-time great offense, but it is an argument for them being a great offense.
But if you would watch the games, which I think Super Bowlitis, it causes this problem, you will see that against Washington, the defense being dominant, giving them short fields, causing turnovers, was the impetus. It wasn't like those they were driving up and down the field. That's not what happened. It's also not what happened in the Super Bowl.
Correct.
The Super Bowl, they had the Chiefs running scared. The defense did. So I look, the offense capitalized, and that was great. But if that defense did not play the way that they could have won either of those games with an average offense. They weren't winning either of those games with an average defense. Though that defense was dominant in both of those games.
So this is where I'll disagree with you a little bit, and not so much on the Super Bowl. Like the Super Bowl, the defense was absolutely, they just beat the Chiefs up. I agree with you on that. The Washington game, for what it's worth, like the offense had to score at the end of the first half on that 4th-and-1 for them to even be winning that game. I mean, it was a close game and the offense made big plays to help them pull away. But I would also say too, for the defense, it feels like with the offense, you remember more of the you remember some of the negatives with the offense, but not the negatives of the defense. The defense gave up the game-winning drive against Atlanta. They gave up the game-winning drive against Washington. They basically gave up the game-winning drive against Carolina, except the guy dropped the ball. They were not a great situational defense when games were close last year.
I agree.
Year.
I'm not saying they're an all-time defense. I'm just saying they're better than
saying
the offense.
That's why I view it a little more 50-50 than you do, because the offense, we will probably never see a better rushing attack than we saw last year with the Eagles. We will see better defenses probably, like, or better units than that. Like, they didn't have an all-time great
pass. Yes, but you're talking about
the all-time great secondary.
Right, but when you talk about the offense, you're talking about the rushing game. When I'm talking about the defense, I'm talking about the defense.
No, I get that, but
you see what I'm saying?
What was the most special unit on the team last year?
The offensive line.
Well, yeah, I mean the running game. But yes. But that's why I don't view it as it was definitely the defense. I view it as it's closer than you do.
So, the secondary.
Yes.
This year's secondary.
Speaking of defense.
Yeah. Do you want to start with safety or corner?
Let's start with safety.
Okay. You tweeted today, you think they need another safety.
They have to acquire another safety.
Whether it's sign or trade.
I think going into the season with this group of safeties, unless you're going to move Cooper to safety full time, which that's a different discussion, but if their plan, as currently stated, is to play Cooper when they're in base, which will be basically never, and in nickel have someone else at safety, then I think they're doing the team a disservice going into the year with this group. Could Sidney Brown be great? Yes. Could Makuba be great? Yes. Even if
great?
Not great, but you know what I mean? Like they could have good years.
Yeah.
Even if you're hoping that, how do you not have a better safety net than Tristan McCollum and Andre Sam? Makuba and Sidney Brown have never played a full season at safety. They have got to go acquire somebody that is a base level competent NFL safety. And so this way, if Makuba and Sidney Brown don't work out, you at least have somebody to put in there. I'm not saying
the Adoree Jackson of safeties.
Someone like that. Maybe a little better than Dory, but yes. I'm not saying go out and give out a first-round pick for some 26-year-old stud safety. I'm saying they need to get somebody that's competent.
Like a Justin Simmons.
Yeah, like Justin Simmons.
He knows the defense. He knows Fangio.
He's just waiting around laughing.
Yeah, he's waiting.
Knew what was going to happen.
Yeah.
I was told he already bought a house in Jersey. Yeah. Is that the rumor?
Like, Makuba is already hurt. And obviously, injuries are not players' faults, all those things. But when you're the smallest safety in the NFL, you run the risk of getting hurt. And I believe if he starts, I think E.J. Smith of the Inquirer tweeted this out. I believe that's who it was. He would be the smallest starting safety in the league this year if he's their starting safety. He's a small guy.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Now, it doesn't mean he can't be a great player and all those things. What it does mean is he's at a physical disadvantage to other safeties and other players. Mm-hmm. And what you already see is he's already banged up. And I don't know how serious it is yet. I'd be surprised if he's at practice tomorrow. But when he's not there, what is there at safety? Sidney Brown's been in the league for 2 years and hasn't gotten on the field. Now, there's mitigating circumstances, but he's not gotten on the field. Andre Sam was a practice squad player. Tristan McCollum is probably closer to a practice squad player than a starting NFL safety.
Louis Cine,
nobody will put on the field. He was a first-round pick. He has to have the fewest amount of snaps for a first-round pick in 3 years, right?
Not great.
So I'm not saying give up on these guys. I'm not saying they can't have good years. I'm saying you need somebody, so if you get to week two and they're all bad, that you can put back there with Reed that at least has played in the NFL for, you know, like 3,000 snaps and has seen things and all that.
Yeah. I mean, I believe in Sidney. I need to see him out there playing. Right. I actually need to see, does he hurt the defense? Or is he a player that makes special plays, or is he just out there as a defender?
Also someone that's had trouble staying healthy.
Yeah, yeah.
And corner, the only reason I bring it up is because Adoree Jackson has basically taken over the first team, it seems like.
It does seem like that.
For now.
For now. So Kelee Ringo, first team drill of the first day camp was a starting corner. Now they do rotate, and that was always going to be the plan. But to me, it feels like Adoree is starting to get more of those snaps. The last 2 days, he's been the first one out there. I feel like it might have even been the last 3 days. I'll have to go back and look. But it just seems like he's been out there more and more.
Ike mentioned this
not
earlier.
Not Adoree guy.
It's just not a good sign because you know they want Kelee Ringo to get it. Like if you're the team, you've invested time and a draft pick into this right. guy, and if he's already this quickly being usurped by a guy who's like he's just like a guy. Adoree Jackson's just a guy. He's a third corner.
It makes me wonder, mentally, does Kelee Ringo give them what they're looking for? In other words, does he understand the defense? Does he understand down and distance? Pre-snap formation recognition, because from a physical standpoint, we know that's not the issue.
He's got all the
physical tools
yeah.
that you want. He's fast. He's yeah. big. He has all of that. So it seems like, is there something from a either technique? Is he not really technically sound as a mm-hmm. defensive back, or does he understand the defense? Because, like you said, he's one of their guys. They would want him to be out there.
They traded up quite a bit to get
him. Yeah. So now maybe this is, listen, I also know coaches, and Vic Fangio's an old school coach. Could be playing a little mental game with him here.
Make him earn it.
Yeah, yeah, make him earn it. You know, sometimes you get a little bit too comfortable and you think the job is yours, mm-hmm. right? And you're lacking a little bit in some things. So maybe this could be something to light a fire under Kelee Ringo. This is a long way from being over. This training camp battle. It's a lot that's left to be decided. Games, health,
yeah,
everything else. Ideally, they want Kelee Ringo to be the starter. Adoree Jackson is going to be the guy if Kelee can't do it.
The thing I wonder about Kelee Ringo is the way that you have described him, I've heard other people describe him is that physically he looks like he's got mm-hmm. it. The question is at some point you have to be able to play football. Like you have to be able to.
Yeah, you got
to
do it.
My concern with Kelee is it feels like a lot of times I'm tweeting out, you know, good catch by AJ or whatever, like great coverage by Kelee, but they caught it. Kelee seems like he has good coverage a lot, but they're constantly catching the ball. Mm-hmm. And I do think some players are good at being close, and then like they can never finish the play. And that's what I'm a little worried about with Kelee. The other name I would put on your guys' radar is Mac McWilliams. He made a really nice play today. He's been practicing on the outside. He has experience on the inside.
Is he a fourth-round pick?
I think it was either fourth or fifth. Okay. I don't remember. Okay. So I would keep an eye on him. But again, like to tie in the safety thing real quick, I just don't think for a Super Bowl contender, it's fair to these rookies and guys that haven't played to expect such huge contribution. Like, I mean, let's be real. Andrew Mukuba is a rookie.
He's not going to be the starter.
I agree with that.
He's not going to be the starter.
It's fair. If you just use the word realistic, I think is
well,
more.
I also think there's fairness to it, too.
There's no fairness. The NFL.
I'm just saying for their long-term development, I don't know if throwing them out there is the best with all these huge expectations is good for their development.
Hey, man. You play for the Eagles, high expectations.
That's exactly right.
Yeah, come on.
Remember, Kansas City beat us with a young defense.
With rookies?
When they beat us.
They're pretty close.
When they beat us, there was a lot of young players. Okay, yeah, there was a lot of young players on their defense.
Yeah. They weren't the smallest safeties in the league. But yeah.
Well, that's true. Man. That's a physical thing.
Well, Devontae is small, and he overcame it. Devontae Smith.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was also a Heisman winner.
Thank you.
And by the way,
there's
nothing wrong. Like, he's not getting benched because A.J. Brown is catching passes on him. A.J. Brown catches passes on everybody.
No, I mean, this has been a constant with Kelee in practice.
I'm saying that, but if it's those receivers, I don't think he's getting
I agree with you.
It's probably something else.
It's got to be something else.
All right. Is there a new Go Birds podcast in everybody's feed already?
Already.
For today's podcast?
Yep, a pod from day 4 of practice, and then obviously the daily pod tomorrow.
Wow. So is that 2 pods every day?
2 pods every day.
Oh, my God.
This guy, 2 days.
You're a machine.
Yeah, I know the Eagles won't do it.
Oh, goodness gracious. That is Elliot Shore Parks. Elliot, thank you as always.
Thank you.
You can get the Go Birds podcast wherever you get your podcast. What is coming up in the top 5?
the best things that I saw this weekend.
Goodness gracious.
Wow,
man.
You're on a streak.
Dude, I promise they're not mailing it in, but they're funny.
Okay.
Like, well, as long as they work, it don't matter.
Yeah.
All right. That is coming up next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fred.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.